Forecast for today, partly cloudy, slight chance for a shower, high in the low 60s. A second developer backs away from a proposed multi-million dollar 74-apartment redevelopment project in Uptown Racine at the former Ajax Industrial site on Clark Street. The reason? Reported structural issues and the uncertain tax credit market these days. Herman and Kittle was the original developer. They backed out 10 months ago. Last evening, City Development Director Amy Connolly told the Redevelopment Authority Keystone Development had pulled their tax credit application last week. She noted not only concerns with the structure, but also the credits and the market, the way it's going these days.
There's a lot of talk about corporate income tax being cut, whereas before you could probably get a tax credit for $1.07, $1.08. And the extra equity would go to the project. Now they're selling for 80 cents on the dollar. And that really does impact a project, particularly when you're relying on that for extra equity to make these complicated projects move forward. So it's not just the condition of the building.
RDA Chairman Greg Helding felt that an independent report from a structural engineer, not the one who was with the other developer, would prove beneficial, whether you continue to market the site as is or to clear it.
One of the mitigating things, there's a lot of metal, there's a lot of bricks that people like, there's a lot of wood, there's a lot of stuff that somebody, it wouldn't just be a wrecking ball, it would be a tear down and salvage job that somebody would do. We might be better deal than we think.
The RDA supported getting cost estimates on hiring a structural engineer and demolition, Connolly telling them they also now know the brownfield cleanup costs. And InSinkErator are unveiling the design for their new office and laboratory building in Mount Pleasant during a news conference at their headquarters in Racine, House Speaker Paul Ryan there. They also updated the cost of the project at $34 million. Meanwhile, Bob Sharp is the executive president of Emerson Commercial and Residential Solutions. He said the company as a whole investing $150 million in southeast Wisconsin.
That's not only the $63 million for the new building and the layout here, that also includes the $25 million that we invested south in Kenosha here, and an additional $60 million or so we'll be doing in smaller projects just associated with the facilities.
InSinkErator going to be going with that new facility by July of 2018, the reconfiguration of the city facility to be done by the fall of 2019. Talks may or may not be ongoing yet between the city of Racine and the attorney for the Riverside Inn, but a new date for a possible due process hearing on the motel's liquor license has been scheduled. Assistant City Attorney Newt Tran says it'll be at 5:30 p.m. on Wednesday, June the 7th, in council chambers. The hearing had been set for this past Wednesday, but then got canceled Tuesday due to talks going on between the two sides on a possible settlement. Racine Interfaith Coalition had a prayer vigil in front of the home on Memorial Drive, where 20-year-old Harry Kennedy Jr. was sitting last Sunday night when he was shot and, of course, later died. Reverend Tony Larson, as he has done for so many years after someone's violent death in the community, led the group of about three dozen in song and prayer and reaction, fighting to be heard above the constant traffic noise just a few feet away.
We pray for you to keep our eyes on the prize of a peaceful community, nonviolence, and that when people have issues with one another or conflicts, and we know that will always be, we pray that we will find other ways to resolve them and not resort to violence, especially not resort to murder.
Kennedy's family tying a couple of hoodies around a tree, pictures of him wearing angel's wings and a bow tie, his older sister urging anybody with information to contact police so that his killer can be found. And Racine Lutheran High School this afternoon dedicates its newly created Veterans Project to honor alumni who served in the armed forces. A plaque with their names being unveiled, additional names being accepted, living, missing, or deceased. This project came about because of a poem by Class of 65 graduate Bruce Canny called Vietnam, They Ask What Was It Like, about his tour of duty. It's part of the High Ground Veterans Memorial Park exhibit at Neillsville. Danny Nass, another 65 grad, put the poem to music and a recording titled Goodbye, Goodbye. Information about the Racine Lutheran High School Veterans Project and the CD available at www.racinelutheran.org. The 70-plus member Racine County contingent of mainly public officials that participated in the Integrated Emergency Management Institute disaster training exercise in Maryland, now coming back from having faced the real-time impact of a devastating tornado, plus the recovery, but now better prepared. Public Works and Development Services Director Julie Anderson telling WRJN News it was truly a learning experience, the relationship building and teamwork, something that could be very important with a real emergency situation.
Who to call, what the steps are for seeking additional resources, how to manage media requests, how to manage public requests for help, what to do first, next, and last in terms of county help, state help, federal help, declarations for help and resources.
She called it an eye-opening exercise that was realistic in many ways, including today's simple modern conveniences like cell phones being eliminated at one point.
Power goes out, and you might not be able to rely on cell phones. And we did talk about how some things would have to be done old school, and not to be afraid to pull out pieces of paper and sharpen pencils and take notes and document everything that happens, all the money that gets spent, all the hours of labor that get put in. With the primary goal being safety and recovery and what the new normal is.
She noted that each knew the roles that they played from their work backgrounds, but exercise time, that led to a cohesive response effort.
Even though there were 72 of us, we were all one big unified group of players who knew what our roles were, and we learned about how our roles would become more defined or changed depending on how an incident would occur, and that was pretty remarkable. And the feedback from the people who attended this was absolutely outstanding.
This, of course, the second Racine County EMI Training Center graduating class, the first back in 1998. In Kenosha County, the Salem Lakes Village Board this week voted in favor of some new boat launch fees to replace the fees that had been approved by the Salem and Silver Lake boards prior to the merger, each of those different. The new fees to be collected for all boat launches starts with $5 for residents, $7 for non-residents. The resident seasonal pass will be $20, $10 more for non-residents. Folks who are 65 and older will not be charged a launch fee in the Salem Lakes Village area. Racine's Department of City Development going to be holding a community workshop next Wednesday night at 6 o'clock at Festival Hall to allow the public a chance to offer their thoughts on activities and conventions and all kinds of events they'd like to see at the proposed event center on Lake Avenue. It's not a public hearing per se, but rather a chance for community discussion, initial suggestions, according to Development Director Amy Connolly.
What type of uses? Do they want to see public ice skating? Do they want to see concerts? Do they want to see, how do they want the building used? And so we'll be taking them through sort of a visioning exercise there and also showing them some examples of other event centers and other communities and how they're used.
Participants to gather in small groups, like with the visioning, a greater Racine and uptown planning efforts to brainstorm ideas. City development staff will then take those into account as the process moves forward. The phase one study now more than halfway completed. And coming up tonight, UW Parkside will honor a dozen graduates with Traditions of Excellence Distinguished Alumni Awards. Each of the university's four colleges to salute two alumni in the categories of achievement and service, all of them with ties to Racine and Kenosha counties. From the College of Arts and Humanities, Kathleen Hansen, class of 76, former Kenosha Mayor Keith Bosman, class of 2000. From the College of Business Economics and Computing, Sarah Walker, class of 81, Jim Kramer, class of 90. From the College of Social Sciences and Professional Studies, John Nichols, class of 81, and State Senator Bob Wirtz, class of 70, first class to graduate from Parkside. Racine Neighborhood Watch has played host to thousands of young people each summer for the past 18 years in what is known as the Neighborhood Campus Program. It puts them into certain distressed areas, making quality of life outside home repairs. But year 19 is set to occur next month, but funding is still undecided. CD block grant funding on that having disappeared. Neighborhood Watch Director Charlie French went before the Redevelopment Authority with a request for $40,000, that after last year's approval to use SC Johnson grant money.
Since we started this 18 years ago, we've had over 6,500 volunteer campers, and these are young people. We partner up with Group Work Camps out of Loveland, Colorado. What they do is they recruit young people from all across the United States to come to Racine for 1 week and 1 week only. This is immediate impact in the city. We choose an area. Usually it's about a 10 by 10 block area. The last 2 years now, including this year, we've been in TID 19, and we're in that core area of the TID 19 right around the uptown area.
French noting that they've had student volunteers from all over the country who've worked on over 944 homes, staying the week at Case High School.
Now we've had over 216,000 hours of volunteer labor valued at over $2 million. They started, these young people come in from various church youth groups. They decided, hey, what else can we do for the community? And they started in 2009 bringing food product in for our food bank. And since 2009, they've donated over 12,000 pounds of food valued at about $9,000, which goes to our county food bank.
Development Director Amy Connolly telling RDA members she'll work with Administrator Jim Palahniuk to quickly identify a potential funding source and get before the Finance Committee and or the full council. Mount Pleasant Police announcing internet purchase exchange locations with 24-hour video surveillance and public access on police department property, all thanks to a donation from Crime Stoppers, the goal deterring criminal activity commonly connected with online purchases, face-to-face transactions, child custody exchanges, also other types of meetings and or business deals. The Mount Pleasant Police Department's parking lot on Campus Drive, the Lakeside COP House on Mead Street out front, the two Mount Pleasant sites, Sturtevant's Police Department parking lot and lobby area as the third. Meanwhile, still to be determined, locations for both Racine and Caledonia's police departments. City of Racine has an ordinance on signs, but regulating the content on those signs, approved for schools and businesses and others, that's come under some legal scrutiny of late because of a U.S. Supreme Court ruling prompting modifications to create content-neutral regulations. Assistant City Attorney Nu Tran explaining to the City Plan Commission there are parts of the current ordinance for Racine that are, in her words, possibly problematic.
Regulations depended entirely on the content of the sign itself, the communicative content. It's also important to note that in that case, the court determined that despite the town's innocent motive, it still did not withstand strict scrutiny and was there found unconstitutional.
She said a proposed amendment to Racine's ordinance uses the court ruling as a guide, plus the model sign ordinance from the International Municipal Lawyers Association. This will eventually get to the Common Council with a public hearing. More than 500 students participating in the UW Parkside Spring Commencement Ceremonies tomorrow in the Sports and Activity Center. Actually, two ceremonies, one at 10 in the morning, the other at 2:30 in the afternoon. The commencement speaker going to be Michael Halbrick, class of 1988, the founder and president of Financial Service Group of Kenosha. And tomorrow marking the 25th annual National Association of Letter Carriers National Stamp Out Hunger Food Drive. It's the largest one-day food drive in the country. More than 1.5 billion pounds of food collected nationwide during that time. In Racine County, the food collected will be going to the Racine County Food Bank, then distributed to other food banks in the area. Our forecast is coming up. I'm Tom Cargo, WRJN News.